Just for the sake of time, I'll not ask you to turn. I'll be in John chapter 17, and in verse 33, I'm going to read, and I'll try to be brief tonight. Bible said, "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews?" Now we know what this situation is. This is when our Lord's about to be crucified. And verse 34, Jesus answered him, saying, "That sayest thou this thing of thyself? Or did others tell it to thee? Tell it of me." Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, "I find in him no fault at all." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, we pray, Lord, for a blessing upon the reading of your word. Father, we pray you take this message, God, use it for your glory and for our good. And we thank you so much for loving us and saving us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I was thinking about what I have a hard time calling Dalen brother, because he's my son, brother-son, or I'm not sure what. But what he was preaching was the truth. He preached the truth. The gospel is by faith. I mean, it's by God's grace through faith that we get born again. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 is very clear. It says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new." But Pilate asked this question. He said, "What is truth?" What is truth? He should have been asking a better question, or the question would have been better phrased, "Who is truth?" Because Jesus had just said in John 14:6, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." But Jesus had made that statement. He said, "For this end came I into the world, to be king." And one day, and when this world comes to an end and all of this is brought to pass, he is going to be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'm going to tell you what, that's the God that I serve today, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's not anybody beneath that. He is the one, the name that there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. There's no name higher than the name of Jesus Christ. He is the one that we serve today. But Pilate asked this question. He said, "What is truth?" And that's what our society and our world would have us believe that they are seeking today. They are seeking truth. They're looking for truth. They say science is searching out truth. But I'm going to tell you this. My Bible tells me in Romans 1 that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Why? Because they really don't like the truth. Jesus said in John 3, he said that men love darkness rather than light. And why is it that our nation, or that all the things that are going on in our world today, try to pull us away from the truth? Because they don't like the truth. They don't like you and I being part of the truth and knowing the truth of what's really going on around us today. And because Jesus is the truth, they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. And the reason for that is their deeds are evil. That's what's going on around us today. And we would do well today to realize just how this old world is trying to pull our next generation by coming up behind us, trying to pull it away from God and pull them away from the love of God and from the grace of God and from the goodness of God. I mean, I could go through. Jesus said in John 17:17, he said, "Sanctify them." This is when he's praying for the disciples. He said, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth." Amen. And the Bible tells in Psalms 51:6 that God desires truth in the inner parts. God is looking for truth in us. What is that? He's looking for Jesus Christ in each one of us. What is it that he's going to be searching for? On the day that you stand before him, he's going to be looking to see if Christ is in you and you are in Christ. Has the blood been applied? He seeketh truth in the inner parts. He seeketh truth in his children when nobody's looking. Amen. When the pastor's not going to know about it, God's still seeking truth out of his people. Why? Because this world that knows only lies and deceit needs to see truth in a people that stands and says that I know the truth. And furthermore, the truth lives within me. Amen. By the Holy Ghost of God. And this world needs to see truth in us. Amen. Hey, the truth is Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Who was that? It was you. It was me. It was them. It was those. It's all of them out there. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. And the truth is tonight, hey, all we got to do is call upon the name of the Lord in faith. Ask Him into our heart and He will save us. Amen. He'll take our old sin debt and He'll wipe that away and it's gone for good. Never to be remembered against you again. I don't care if you crawled out of a gutter and made your way to an altar and called out on a holy God that saved you, or I don't care if you grew up on a pew and you come to the altar the first time the Holy Ghost called you, you was just as lost as the drunkard out there on the street, and every one of us was born into that sin curse, but thank God that the blood of Jesus Christ wipes it all away. Amen. The truth is tonight it's up to us if we get saved, and the truth is tonight that we as Christians have a choice to make each and every day. Will I walk with Him or will I walk without Him? Amen. And the truth is, I read my Bible. I know it's truth. I read Ephesians 2 and I know that I'm His workmanship. Created in Christ unto good works.
Amen.
He didn't create me for any other thing. He didn't create me for bad works.
Bless Him, Lord.
He created me for good works.
Right.
So that tells me He's still working on me. Amen. He's still working on all of us. He's still working on you. He's working on the next generation. He's working on the generation before us that's still here. The truth is tonight, He loves you. The truth is tonight, He cares about you. The truth is tonight, He knows what you need. And the truth is tonight, He knows where you're at. He knows where you stand with Him right now. Romans 8 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Hey, we got a new position. Y'all realize that? How many of you work a job? Now, who'd be honest and say, I just show up? Well, we got two honest people in the church, right? All right, if they offered you a position, they offered you a new position, they's going to double, triple, or quadruple your pay, and they was going to cut your workload in half. How many of you would turn it down? Not a single one of us would. And our benefits are going to be just plumb out of this world, like a government employee. Right? How many of us would turn that down? We would be crazy to, wouldn't we? We would. I mean, it would be insane for us to say, nah, I don't want that. I don't need it. Well, you get to spend half the week at home. Nah. None of us would, because it's a much better position, right? Okay, what'd you have when you's lost? You could look down the road and say, well, hell's waiting on me. And you could look back behind you and, well, nothing good back there that's going to get me anywhere right now. But as a child of God, we stand in a new position. There's no condemnation where I'm at now. Hey, the wrath of God no longer abides on me. The truth is, one day I'll stand before Him. Amen. That ought to thrill us to death to know that I've got a new position, not because I bought it, not because I earned it, but just because I asked for it. Amen. Just the gift of Almighty God to you and I. And I'll tell you this, and I'm going to try to close. I almost told Brother Mark I should have went first. The truth is tonight, He's coming back.
Amen.
He said in John 14, 1, if I go. Okay, He's done went. He's done gone. He's done that part. I will come again. Amen. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He is. The truth is tonight, it don't matter what the world says. 2 Corinthians 13:8 says, we can do nothing against the truth. Amen. You can tell me I'm wearing a black suit, and I ain't going to believe you, because the truth is it's gray. Me, Mark, and Brother Chris, we got the gray suit memo tonight. And Dalen. I had no idea he was putting on a gray suit when he was getting ready. You can tell me all day it's black, but the truth is it's gray. What the world says don't change the truth. We can do nothing against the truth. We can continue to fight against it, but we'll never win. The truth is He's coming back. Amen. How should we live in light of that knowledge? As Christians. As church members. How should we live in light of that knowledge? He's coming back.
Amen.
Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. we all shall not sleep. I like that. That gets me excited. Hey, he might show up tonight.
Amen.
He might show up in the hour that we think not. You know what? That's when he's going to come. He's coming back. And the truth is, how we stand the moment that he comes back is how we will stand before him. Amen.
Right.
How do you stand with him tonight? The truth is he's coming back. The truth is he loves you. The truth is we're going home with him. Amen. Hey, 1 Thessalonians 4 said that so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to meet him in the clouds. Amen. That thrills my soul to death. I'm a little nothing and nobody from Wilkes County, nowhere in North Carolina, didn't have anything to offer but saved by the grace of God. And I've got a heavenly home that this world cannot imagine. And all by his grace, amen. And to think about the day, the truth that I'm going to get to go home with him one day, and I'll have that mansion built on to the Father's house, hey, that I call mine. I'll tell you what, that thrills my soul to death. I mean, it thrills me to no end. And with that knowledge, how should we walk daily? In light of that, knowing who we are and who Christ is and what he's done, how should we walk daily? How should we honor him? How should we love him? How should we serve him? Because the truth is, one day we'll stand before him.
Yes.
And then thank God we'll get to stand with him.
Amen.
We'll get to gather around his throne. The truth is tonight, he's coming back.
Amen.
Truth is tonight, in spite of us, he loves us. Yes. Amen. Oh, sinful mankind. But I just ask you tonight, if he come right now, where would you stand? Truth is, he's coming back. Pilate said, what is truth? I'm going to read you this and I'm going to hush. Truth, according to Webster's 1828 dictionary, is conformity to fact or reality. That's how they define truth. Conformity to fact or reality. Our nation tries to change reality. They try to tell us that this world just happened one day. No, they try to change the minds of our young people with all what they call knowledge, which is lies and deceit because they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. It goes on to say exact accordance with that which is. What do we see around us? I see God's providence in everything that we see.
Yes, sir.
Everything. Exact accordance with that which is, has been, or shall be. Ain't that Jesus? Is that not our Savior? What Hebrews 13:8 say? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, that which has been. Colossians 1 tells us that by him were all things created. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today. It goes on to say, and by him all things consist. Amen. You and I are still here today because he's still there right now. Amen. Conformity or exact accordance with that which is, has been, or shall be. He's coming back.
Amen.
He shall be Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Are we living and walking in truth? And I had a whole page full of notes, but I know y'all got to be at work sometime. Got to get some rest somewhere. But I'm glad that we can rest in the truth of the Word of God. We can rest in what God has done for us, and we can take comfort and peace each and every day in God's amazing grace on our lives. But I'm going to ask you this question, and then I'm going to turn it back over to the pastor. Are you walking in truth? Are you living according to the knowledge of the truth? He said, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. This word will set you apart from the world. It'll make you a new creature. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We have truth. Are we walking and living in it? God bless you.